Hi everybody, I'm Helen Baxter, I'm from Mohawk Media. I'm really excited to be here today, seeing all of you guys. And also hello to everybody who's watching on the webcast as well, because we are also going out on the internet today. All very exciting. Quick bit of housekeeping to start off with. If you need to use the toilets, they are in Firth Hall. There's one in the computer centre next door, and there's also a boys' one as well. Don't forget to return your lanyards at the end of the day. Morning tea, you're all going to Firth Hall, but teachers are staying in here because we're going to have a bit of a session while everyone's having their break. Try and come back into the theatre straight after morning tea as quickly as possible so we can get on with everything. The presentations, if you're presenting yourselves, you need to meet on stage after lunch about 12:10 at the latest, if you can come in. And if anybody has a cell phone on, can you switch it off now, please? Great. So we've got some excellent speakers here today. I'm really, really excited to introduce our panel. And just to show you guys the wealth of opportunities that are in this whole kind of ICT area, or computing, or the internet, or the web, or all of the above. I just want to show you that how much fun you can have working with computers. I mean, I get to design things, I get to make things constantly, tell people about stuff. I absolutely love it, and I'm doing a job that wasn't even invented when I was at school, so who knows what you guys are going to be doing. You're going to be inventing your jobs, making them up as you go along. How cool is that? So basically, I mean, technology is all about bringing new connections. It's all about lifelong learning and education. Innovation, collaboration, and we're all neighbours now, let's face it. Wherever you're from, whether it's from New Zealand, from anywhere in the world, we're all neighbours online. So I've basically been covering technology on the web, radio and TV for about 10 years. It just keeps getting cooler and more exciting. So much so I'm about to start a weekly TV show soon called The Geek Show on Alt TV. And I got my first BBC when I was basic, when I was 8. Start coding then, back in the day. My first business, I started when I was 18. I went online for the first time when I was 20. And I started my first internet business when I was 21. So basically, the opportunities are out there if you want to take them. Whichever path you take, it's all very exciting. I love working with technology, and I'm very, very proud to call myself a geek. I'm a geek, and I'm very happy about that. So basically, we've got some excellent speakers today. We've got Paul Brisson, who's going to be opening in a moment. He is the external communications manager of Vodafone, so he gets to play with toys at work. How cool is that? We've got Tim Copeland, who is sat over here. He basically started very young, launched a business, set up a contact management system, which he's now sold on and is continuing to develop new technologies. You've got Brenda Leuenberg, who founded the Web Girls all those years ago. Similar kind of program to the Tech Angels, getting girls into tech. And is now working at NZ On Screen. We'll hear more about that later. And we'll also be finishing off later on with Pete Reeve over here, who is the CEO of LaunchSite up in Auckland. And Pete gets to work in Second Life and with virtual reality. So he's doing cool stuff too. So basically, what I'm going to do now is hand over to our first speaker, who is Paul Brisson. And in between each of the keynotes, which will be about 40 minutes or so, we've got a panel discussion where we want your interactions. So we've got a couple of mics to go and get your questions. We've got 10 minutes in between, so we'll need to keep it brief. If anybody wants to ask a question or make a comment, stick your hands up. Even I'm going to do that. It's just easier with this many people. So here we go. I'm going to hand over to our very first, very special guest, Paul Brisson.